SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, Russia blames Ukraine for the latest drone strikes in its territory. Indonesia formally bans sex outside of marriage. And in football, Morocco makes history as the first Arab nation to reach the World Cup quarterfinals. With all the latest from the SBS newsroom, I am Omo Bello. Russia blames Ukraine for three drone strikes that have hit its territory in the last 48 hours. Two earlier attacks were reported in south-central Russia on Monday. The governor of Kursk region, Roman Starovoyt, says the latest drone attack set an oil storage tank on fire at an airfield 280 kilometers from the Ukrainian border. No injuries or fatalities were reported. Ukraine has not directly claimed responsibility for any of the three attacks. Indonesia's parliament has ratified changes to the country's criminal code, which includes bans on sex and cohabitation outside marriage. The controversial new laws, which apply to Indonesians and foreigners alike, also include a ban on insulting the president or state institutions and expressing views counter to state ideology. Politicians have welcomed the code's passage that the South Asian nation has been revising since declaring independence from the Dutch. But business groups say the changes could harm Indonesia's image as a tourism and investment destination. Yazona Lauli, Indonesia's Minister of Law and Human Rights, praised the new laws, describing them as a compromise.
It's not easy for a multicultural and multi-ethnic country to make a criminal law codification that can accommodate all interests. On the other hand, the national criminal material in the criminal code must regulate the balance between public or state and individual interest.
The Prime Minister says the federal government is trying to keep up the pace to deliver a renewable future, despite delaying the national cabinet meeting. Anthony Albanese moved the date of the meeting from Wednesday to Friday as he's in isolation with COVID-19, but says it won't push back his time frame for price relief.
The idea that you make a decision and it has an impact immediately on prices is not right, of course. What the default market offer that will occur is expected to be in February.
This happens as the governments of Queensland and New South Wales are hoping for compensation if the federal government wants to impose coal and gas price caps, something the federal government has declared it may consider. The Australian Hydrogen Council says Australia risks being left behind in the race for global investment in renewable energy, which could unlock a manufacturing boom. It called for greater national coordination between governments to incentivize production and open up export markets. The Council's Chief Executive, Fiona Simon, addressed the Australian Hydrogen Conference in Perth, comparing the country's actions with US President Joe Biden's Inflation Reduction Act, which offers huge green energy subsidies. She says transitioning Australia's economy would require billions of dollars in government spending, which could then attract private investment. The West Australian government has announced it will seek to have hydrogen compromise 1% of the state's main electricity grid. Morocco has become the first Arab nation to reach the World Cup quarterfinals, defeating 2010 champion Spain 3-0 in penalties. Madrid-born Ashraf Hakimi scored the winning penalty. Spain missed all three of their penalties. Morocco is the fourth African team to reach the quarterfinals after Cameroon in 1990, Senegal in 2002, and Ghana in 2010. This was how the winning moment was called.
Oh, what a way to do it. Come and get me, guys. Job done for Morocco. They soaked up the pressure and then they stepped up in the shootout to send Spain packing. It is the first upset of the round of 16.
I am Omo Bello, and that's all the latest from the SBS newsroom.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.